In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Gospel, brothers and sisters, contains a very important question with an answer that is also very important. It is a question that we ask often, whether we voice it or not, whether we think it or not. We often ask this question. And there is always, no matter what the cause of what we are asking about is, the same answer to this question. There might be other things involved, but there is also always one thing always present in God's answer to our question. This question is why. Now we ask why sometimes openly. We question, why are our circumstances so onerous and difficult? Why does this person not like me? Why is it so unfair at work? Why does my son not obey me? Etc., etc. Oftentimes we ask this question without knowing we ask it, by having weak faith and questioning God's providence for us in the way we, in our attitudes, not really discrete thoughts, but more like our attitudes. A sense of discontent about life is really asking, why? Why do I have to go through this? Now let's be honest with ourselves, because after all, we are in a church and we are Christians, so we should be honest with ourselves and admit that sometimes we just don't think right about things. Sometimes we ask why openly, or perhaps more secretly, perhaps knowing that we ask it and knowing that we should not, and sometimes not knowing, but just having this amorphous bad attitude about things or weakness in the way we live. But we ask this question. Now this question was asked by the apostles when they could not cast out a demon from a boy. They had tried and they had failed. So the man came to Jesus and said, I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cast him out. Now we'll get to what Jesus said to the man and his reply in a minute, because it's quite important. It is part of this answer to the question why. But let's first see what the Lord said when the apostles asked him, why could we not cast him out? He said, because of your unbelief. Do we think of ourselves as unbelievers? We say we believe. The first part of the symbol of faith. I believe. We say that we are believers in Christ, in the resurrection, in the Holy Trinity, in all that is good. And yet, the Lord said to his disciples, who spread the entire faith to the entire world, because of your unbelief. That is because they did not believe fully. Oh, they believed in him, but they were weak, and because of their weakness, they did not always believe. They had weakness of will, just as we do. So if we are honest with ourselves, we would say that we suffer from unbelief. Some of you have heard me say many times that the root of our problems is we don't believe in the resurrection. Oh, we say we believe in the resurrection. We know that it's a historical fact, etc. But if we really believe in the resurrection, then the resurrection would be completely within us. We wouldn't sin. We would live completely victoriously. But since we don't, there must be some unbelief in us. Let's admit this. The first step to being cured of an illness is to admit that you have it, and then to seek treatment. So the Lord said to his disciples, because of your unbelief. And then he said something quite interesting. If you know about this plant, the mustard tree, it has a very tiny little seed, and yet it grows into a great tree. And he said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, remove hence from to yonder place and be cast off into the sea. And it would do it. Nothing shall be impossible for you, he says, if you have this much faith, just a little tiny bit of faith. Because faith, by its very nature, grows. Because a seed grows into a great thing. So our faith should grow into a great thing. So when the disciple, when the Lord tells the disciples, because of your unbelief, He's saying your faith is just not big enough yet. It's not even as big as a mustard seed. But when it gets that big, then it will get even larger. After all the things that you go through in your life, it will increase. And so it is with us. We must strive to have faith. We don't really need that much. The Lord will add to it. But even what we have is not very much. Because we know that we have these problems in our lives. I'm not talking about external problems like, you know, you have financial problems or your job is difficult and you're afraid you'll get fired or you're sick or something like that. So that's just part of what life is. But how we react to it shows whether or not we have faith or not. So the Lord says just a little bit of faith. And then He tells us something about how to get this faith. And combined with the answer of the man, this is how we will answer the question why every time. He says that this kind comes out not but by prayer and fasting. Which one of us prays enough? Hopefully some of us fast correctly. Many of you do not fast correctly. It is something that you do when it's easier and when it's more difficult. You fall. But the Lord says that for you to have more belief, you have to pray and fast. The combination of the two. That is why we fast regularly in the Orthodox faith. Many of you consider it to be an onerous thing, a difficult thing. But actually, it is something with which makes you more alive. And what about prayer? How many of you have a regular rule of prayer? Whether it be in the morning or in the evening or both times. Whether it be augmented with reading Scripture, especially things such as the Gospel and the Psalms, which really will produce a feeling of prayer within you just by reading those things. And of course the Psalms are explicit prayers, many of them. You need to have prayer and fasting in your life. The church is open many times. Even this little church is open 5 times a week for prayer. Minimum. And each time is necessary. If you are capable of coming, you should come. Because you need to pray. You need to pray alone. You need to pray with the brethren. Because of your weakness. I've told you many times, as a pastor, this is really true. I wish that you feel within yourselves how weak you are. This is not a personal judgment. This is just a fact of human nature. We are weak. We have darkness inside us. We have coldness inside us. The Lord came to make us all light and all warmth. And we're not yet that way. You should feel that lack. You should feel that weakness. You should be like a person who's been bedridden for a long time and then trying to stand and feels the weakness in their legs and realizes they need someone to help hold them up. That's how we should feel. And then we should reach out to the Lord with prayer and with fasting. Along with the response, our response to prayer, which should be moral improvements. If we pray and yet we curse people, our prayer is not heard by God. If we pray and yet we engage in immorality or gossip or slander or laziness, who knows how much of these things will cause our prayers to be unheard by God. So there must be a combination of prayer and struggle. And the fasting will help you to struggle, I guarantee you. So those of you who do not fast regularly now, I implore you to begin. Talk to me about it, and we can talk about the rules of fasting and how much you are capable of doing. A person just beginning to work out shouldn't run a marathon. They would die. A person who doesn't fast regularly usually, not always, but usually we'll fast by beginning to do such things as saying, well, okay, I'll remember the fast by not eating meat. And maybe expanding it to not eating cheese, etc. But always with guidance. And I'm here to guide you and help you. Now, the other part of the answer to this question, why, was given by the man. Because the Lord said that He said, all things are possible to those who believe. Actually, He didn't say that in this particular gospel, but in another place He said that it said it. And the man said, I believe, help my unbelief. Because this is in other gospels too. And it's sometimes the story, if you take the gospels together, you get a more complete story. And the Lord had told him, it's possible if you believe. And he said, I believe, help my unbelief. So those two things. Recognizing that we believe, but believe poorly. Believe incompletely. Believe weakly. And we need help with this unbelief. Recognizing this need. And prayer and fasting. Those things will cause your belief to increase. And then you will not have to ask why. The humble man, which would of course be also the wise man, with the wisdom of God abiding in his heart, does not need to ask why. Because he sees God's providence in all things. He does not complain about his situation. We see in the epistle, St. Paul speaks about many things that he went through and his fellow apostles went through. And he didn't question it. Because this was his calling and that was it. It was enough for him. So should it be with us. We shouldn't question, why is my job so hard? Why do I have to travel so hard to get to work? Why? And really, if you don't see yourself asking those questions, unless you're superhuman, you have discontent in your life. And that discontent is the question why. We are questioning God as far as our life circumstances. So the answer to this question is always more faith. That is not to say that we don't have to make plans in our life. We don't have to make corrections. We don't have to ask God for wisdom in dealing with a certain situation. Well, that's all true. But always, the answer to every question is to know Jesus Christ more intimately. And the only way we can is by changing. As we change, we know Him better. Because He doesn't need to change. He is already who He is and will always be who He is. And always was who He is. We need to change. We need to become like Him. And then we understand things. So, brothers and sisters, recognize in yourself that you have the needs that this man has. No, not a demonic child, but certainly passions, certainly incompleteness, certainly lack of focus, lack of direction sometimes. Certainly you're not completely righteous, and there's not complete peace in your heart. You have needs. And those needs are fulfilled only by Jesus Christ. There is no other way to fulfill those needs. There are many distractions for those needs in this life, but there is only one solution for them. To know Jesus Christ intimately. And to know Him intimately means we become like Him. So, may God help your unbelief by you being more diligent in prayer and fasting. Amen.